Closing arguments were heard today in a Bethel courtroom in the trial of 22 subsistence fishermen accused of fishing for king salmon during closures. The trial began on Monday and included testimony from expert witnesses on both sides. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes was at the trial and joins me now. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Lori.
Give us the background on this case. What happened last summer?
So last summer, biologists were seeing really low numbers with the king salmon run on the Kuskokwim River. And at one point, they closed the river to king salmon for 7 days. And that was a very big deal. It had never happened before. The fishermen had experienced windows of closures just a day or two here or a day or two there, but never 7 days all at once. And then they went and closed it an additional 5 days. So it was a total of 12-day closure. And at that point, after the announcement of the second closure, tribal elders around the villages in the region told their fishermen, you need to go fish for your families anyway. And so they did. And dozens were cited. The 22 that we're talking about in this trial right now, they're the ones that decided to say, you know, I'm not pleading guilty, and we're going to see what happens in court.
What case did the defense lawyers make on behalf of the fishermen?
The defense is a pro bono attorney, James Davis Jr. with the Northern Justice Project, and he is going at it from a constitutional rights perspective. This actually happened after October when three fishermen were already found guilty. It went to trial in October initially. Three fishermen were found guilty. At that point, the defense was arguing that the fishermen didn't know about the schedule because it was changing so frequently and when it was open and when it was closed. And so they were arguing that they weren't exactly sure that it was closed. Fast forward to now, and the defense is arguing that the fishermen have a spiritual connection to the king salmon, so they have a constitutional right to go practice their religious beliefs.
The defense called expert witnesses. What did they bring to this context about the connection that people have with the fish?
Right. The defense brought in three expert witnesses. Two of them testified on Yupik culture and Yupik spirituality. There was a PhD who studied Yupik culture and subsistence particularly. And then an elder, Robert Nick of Nunapachek, talked about, what he knew. And they talked about the spirit of the universe in the traditional Yupik way, and I'm going to try to pronounce the word, Thamwa, and that's the spirit of the universe. And basically, it connects the fishermen to the king salmon because basically, if the fishermen do not go and try to fish for the king salmon, this god is not pleased. And if they don't go out, maybe the runs are low because the fishermen are actually not going to fish enough.
Angela, how about the state? Did the state call its own expert witnesses to counter that?
Yeah, one was from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and one was from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And they talked about the low numbers that they were seeing last summer with the king salmon run and why they made the decisions that they did at the time for the closures, which was because they were highly concerned about the low numbers and that they weren't going to have enough for escapement to the tributaries to spawn, and they said that was their priority. And actually, they have to have those escapement numbers before subsistence, which would be next on the list, subsistence hunters or fishermen can go fish.
Angela Denning Barnes is the news director at KYUK in Bethel. The judge is expected to rule on May 20th.